Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you feel less comfortable in your clothes these days than you used to? It's not uncommon as we age. Laura wrote to me and she said, I'm a 66-year-old woman. My height's average 5'4", 128 pounds. Even though I wear small sizes, my weight sits on my stomach and hips. I would love to wear pants with belts or tuck in my tops, but the pouch I carry makes me feel very self-conscious. Despite eating healthy and getting lots of exercise, it will not go away. I love clothes, but just am not feeling comfortable these days. Now, you are not alone. This is very common, particularly as we age. Tummies tend to get rounder. Even if we are slim, I have a very slim friend who is in her 70s and she suffers from the same thing. It's something we have talked about. So this is where it's time to reassess the styles of clothes maybe that you know you need to wear now compared to what used to work. Where you used to be able to belt and tuck very easily, now you are feeling it's less flattering and it's making you feel self-conscious. So instead of doing that, one of the biggest tips I can give you is to, if you're going to tuck only blouses and things that are a little bit more voluminous. So they've got some softness, but they also can blouse over the top of your waistband. And you want it to blouse just past the belly peak. Now, or you just ender tops just past the belly peak. That actually makes your tummy disappear. So if you go higher, that poochy bit is going to stand out versus if you go just past the belly peak. But we don't want to go the whole way below the belly because that, and when we don't want to cup the belly with our tops because that actually makes it stand out more. So it's thinking about fabrics as well as fabrics that skim and not clinging, soft fabrics, not stiff or hard fabrics. These are all going to make a difference, but it would be worthwhile having a look. I've got lots of tips on the blog about hiding your tummy, thinking about a busy pattern. There's all sorts of different ways we can make them less apparent. And so this is something that if you have had a lifetime where you've had a beautiful flat stomach and you've been able to, you know, have it shown off, then this is now relearning what works for your body. But there are definitely ways you can make your tummy less apparent by, you know, with the styles of clothes that you choose and how you choose to wear them. Marky said, as a classic style person, I struggle with looking put together when we have 3 to 4 months of high 90 and low 100 degree temperatures in Texas. And so if you're in Celsius land, we're talking high 30s, early 40s. So yes, when you are more classic, you tend to like more structured garments, more layers, those sorts of things, which when you are in a very hot environment, we do not want to be putting all those layers on unless you're inside in the air conditioning. So how to think about hot weather clothing that is still stylish. And it's something that a lot of us find harder, particularly if we have a body we want to cover up more. It can be much harder to dress in summer, particularly when it's hot or it's humid as well. So things I think about when I am choosing summer clothing is having built-in detail in the clothing, which means I don't need layers in the same way to add that interest to the outfit. So it might be thinking about pattern tops instead of plain ones. It might be thinking about detail in the construction of the top rather than having something that is completely plain as well. So these are things you can really think about looking put together. So rather than a really kind of relaxed t-shirt, think about maybe a, you know, linen collared shirt, but maybe it's short sleeved or sleeveless instead of having long sleeves. So that's got more of that classic element of design in it without it being lots of layers and hot. So you could think about that sort of thing. So thinking about taking what you would classically wear and go, how do I make this a warmer weather version? So thinking about two colors, that colors can create interest when you are not adding different things together. So just those kind of design elements are going to make a big difference. So when it's hot, it's thinking about the fabrics. So fabrics that breathe, So linen, bamboo, cotton, those sorts of fabrics rather than synthetics. It's thinking about lighter weight fabrics. It's making sure that the kind of the fabrics are comfortable, but then you still have that classic structure in there. So this is why, you know, or a short sleeve or a sleeveless, but, you know, button up collared shirt still has a classic element without it being, you know, long sleeved and covered and all those other classic elements. Or thinking about, rather than a really plain cotton t-shirt, a more elevated bamboo t-shirt that has a little bit more structure to it, or even a linen t-shirt. So really thinking about, and it's how you put it together. And sometimes it's, you know, making sure you just add some earrings and, you know, some good grooming can add that little bit of polish to your outfit. And that those clothes are really well constructed rather than being kind of saggy and baggy. So part of a classic dressing style is to be more polished and put together. So just making sure you have that overall look. But I know when it's hot, it can be much harder to get dressed. And that's why all my summer clothes, I look for my summer tops to do all the work for me rather than settling for something that's completely plain, which needs stuff added to it. Because sometimes, even though I love a necklace, I don't want to wear a necklace on a really hot day because it can feel too hot and heavy. Instead, I want to look for that interest and detail in the clothes so I don't really have to add so much. Now, Alison said, I tend towards a classic style with quality fabrics, etc. As I've always been interested in clothes and dressmaking, sometimes I throw in a bit of drama or creativity. The problem is my friendship group favours very relaxed, casual dressing styles, and so I often feel slightly overdressed at catch-ups. Am I destined to spend my life in jeans and t-shirts, leaving my nicer things in the wardrobe? Nobody else wears blazers, though I love them. I'm semi-retired and work still gives me a chance to dress more formally, but I have noticed even there, post-COVID, people in the workplace are dressing very informally. I feel out of step. Now, Alison, this is, you know, not uncommon. And sometimes it can be that there are other people in your friendship group who would like to dress up more too, but they feel they can't because nobody else is. So sometimes you have to be the person who does it and keeps doing it. And what happens is other people who also like to dress like that start to up-level their dressing as well. So you're not the only one and you're not out of step. But often it takes that brave first person to be the person who does that. I have noticed because I too prefer to be overdressed rather than underdressed. I prefer to dress more formally. And I have noticed in workplaces where I've worked that I would come in dressing more formally than other people. And then over time, other people started to dress more like me. I also noticed that in my mother's group when my kids were young, that everybody was dressing in like sneakers and tracksuits, activewear, those sorts of things. And I would feel very frumpy and not right in those things. And so I started dressing more formally. And over, it didn't take that long, but it was interesting how I watched other people's their outfits started changing as well. So don't assume that everybody wants to dress really, really casually. You might actually find that there are other people like you who would enjoy getting a little bit more dressed up, but they fear they can't because they don't want to feel out of step either. So you can be the leader and you can try to do that and you can just keep doing it and see what happens over time. You might find you're not the only one. Now, there are people who really love dressing down and there's an awful lot of people who like that. But it can also be that even in your casual clothes, they don't have to be sloppy and loose and all those sorts of things. You can choose to wear a pair of jeans with a collared shirt rather than a pair of jeans with a t-shirt. Or even if it is a t-shirt, it's a well-constructed, well-fitting t-shirt. Maybe it has some interest, maybe it has unusual construction, because if you sew too, you have the choice to add these things to your clothes. But think about that it could be more interestingly constructed than just like a very, very plain t-shirt. There are elevated versions of t-shirts and jeans, and there are more relaxed versions. So it could be the difference between wearing a pair of sneakers with your jeans and wearing a ballet flat with your jeans or a loafer or like, you know, or a cute boot or something in winter. So thinking about how can I elevate my look but still fit in with the overall dressing style. Now, I personally love a blazer too, but there's a big difference between a kind of grey wool corporate sort of blazer and something like this, which is a bright colour, which is still a blazer, but it's a bit more fun, or even something with a pattern or something that, or a blazer made from a knit fabric so it's a little bit more relaxed. But there are a lot of different versions. And so this is where sometimes it could be moving away from the really corporate classic to something a little bit more different. That will mean that you still fit in because you don't look like you're about to go to the office, but you are being you. And I think too, you know, one of the things I notice and one of the things that I read my Seven Steps to Style members often comment on is that when they start dressing better, they get more compliments. But other people really start noticing and, you know, will often want to emulate them. And so sometimes being the best dressed person in the room gives something else for other people to aspire to. So, you know, why not be that person and dress in a way that makes you happy? And add those details and add those kind of styles and elements of design that you really enjoy, because it actually, it's like giving other people a permission slip to be themselves as well. Because too, we can have very much habituated. And when we start stepping out of what has become a habit and that COVID era of dressing down so much really kind of became a big habit, and our brains have to get out of that. So we have to start thinking differently, and it can feel uncomfortable for a period of time, but that usually doesn't last forever. So my recommendation is always to, you know, you just want to add maybe one, up-level one element. It could even just be wearing a necklace or wearing a scarf or something with your t-shirt and jeans. Like wearing that accessory, that levels it up a little bit. And then people get used to that, and then you can add the blazer in, and that up-levels it again. So it can just be adding one little thing at a time, taking little baby steps instead of doing the whole hog all at once and then feeling like you're dressing completely differently. But too, do remember, there are a lot of people out there, because I get so many emails with this same question or with this same concern. So I know you're not alone. I know that you are not unusual. There are a lot of women who are wishing they could dress up a bit more, but the people around them don't, which means somebody out there has to give them the permission. Why not that be you? I'm giving you the permission so that you can give other people the permission to dress in a way that makes you feel your most confident and your most stylish and attractive, rather than just kind of giving up and feeling like it is not worth it. Thank you all for your questions. Thank you for watching, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.